With so much going on in the world at the moment, with this crazy year that we're having, it's beyond every single kid. Kids don't know what to do or how to react to the things that we're going through. So it's really important that we find a strategy to help them out. There is a newly released picture book. It's called Go Away, Worry Monster. And it's a timely reminder that there are a lot of things kids can do to send their worry monster packing. Joining us this morning is author Brooke Graham. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Very good. This looks like such an incredible picture book, but of course, there is a reason behind it. Did you want to share your story of why you created this book?
I would love to. So my daughter, when she was 9, she actually started to experience anxiety, and it was because when she was 4, turning 5, her father actually passed away quite suddenly, and she was just so young that she didn't grieve properly, and it wasn't till a few years later that she started to worry that she might actually die as well.
Okay.
And so that's when the signs of anxiety set in.
Yeah, no, that's really sad. You've come up with this incredible book. Has she read it?
She has.
How many times?
She's got a copy herself, and she loves the book. She said actually that she wished it had have been around when she needed it when she was younger.
Oh, that is great to hear. Now, you've actually used current evidence-based strategies proven by psychologists to help you make this book. What are some of the things that this book will actually do for kids?
Okay, well, it will help reduce anxiety because they follow Archie in his steps to make Worry Monster go away. And so Archie does some belly breathing and he faces the facts. So he thinks of the evidence of why he doesn't need to be worried, and then he has to ignore Worry Monster until Worry Monster is forced to leave.
Worry Monster. I love that. How did you come up with the characters' names?
Oh, actually, because when my daughter had anxiety, she named her anxiety Drama Queen. So I knew that labelling or naming your anxiety is a current strategy that's used by psychologists to assist children in separating themselves from their anxiety. So I knew that I wanted to incorporate that in the story as well.
Now, the pictures in this book are fantastic. Did you come up with the designs or did you get them done?
Robin Lord-Tatlow is the illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think she's done the most amazing job because the illustrations are vibrant and also she's really captured the characters' emotions and their body language.
Now, if you don't mind, would we be able to hear a couple of lines from your book?
Okay, all right.
Awesome.
Just let me see. I'll just quickly find. Okay. I'm just sort of starting a little bit through the book.
Uh-huh.
And I'll start with, Worry Monster sprang off the bed. How can I leave you alone when you're starting a new school tomorrow? There are so many buildings. You could get lost. Archie's head throbbed. What if I can't find my classroom? He hugged Brown Teddy.
That sounds
really,
really good. Did you want to continue or?
No, that's fine.
That sounds really, really incredible. And it would probably be a fun book for like parents to read to their kids religiously. So it like you've ticked all the boxes. That just sounds really fun. When and where can parents find this book for their kids?
Okay, it's out now. It's you could buy it from ekbooks.org or through most online bookstores and wherever good books are sold. So in bookstores themselves, if the bookstore doesn't have it, I'm sure they'll be able to order it in.
Oh, an incredible picture book for such a perfectly timed year. Author of Go Away, Worry Monster, Brooke Graham, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.